Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free Posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
I am embracing this change in my life, and I love being a father. And I just love the work that I'm doing now. It's like problem solving with photography. That's everything I'm doing now is based around systems and asset management and working and collaborating with teams as an external vendor.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. Hi, everyone. I'm Nikki Klosser. This is...
I'm Elena S. Blair.
Tell everybody where you're located, what you shoot, all that good stuff.
Yeah. I am based out of Seattle, Washington. I am a lifestyle, family, and newborn photographer, and I also have a boutique school photography segment of my business.
Awesome. And Elena has a full episode on the Portrait System. I can't remember what number it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't remember either.
Yeah, on Spotify, they don't have the numbers. On Apple Podcasts, they do. So anyways... But if you want to hear her full story about just everything she does and how she grew her business, there's a full episode there. So
yeah, it was a fun chat.
Okay, so I know that you've been coming to WPPI forever, right?
Yeah, for 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you been speaking since then?
No. I started speaking in 2018, I believe. Yeah, 2018.
Okay, awesome. So. Something we haven't really talked about yet with speakers is how you kind of made the jump from being, you know, student. Like, I remember 2012 sitting in the audience just being blown away by all these amazing speakers and what they knew. Like, how did you make that jump to instructor?
Such a good question. Well, I got denied many times, just FYI. I like to be, like, completely transparent about that. Nobody was seeking me out to be a speaker. I was out trying to get that on my resume.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, I would now I get sought out to be a speaker. I can, like, pat myself on the back about that now, but it took me a long time to get that kind of credibility.
Yeah.
So I had already been educating, and I had already been speaking at smaller, like boutique type of conferences, if, like, I'm going to lose this. And I applied a few times, twice, and didn't get it. And then I met the right person. Sometimes that's what it takes, right?
It's so true.
It was because I did a class with Creative Live, and that got me in the right circles. And so I just met the right people. But my point of that story would be that if you want to do it, it might be a little bit of a process. And you may not get told yes, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep trying. And when I was told no, I thought, well, you know, I need more experience to be at that level, to be at a bigger conference. So I'm going to do more of these small conferences. That's how it started, at least.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes when we're told no, it's important to remember it's just not yet. It's not no. It's just maybe not right at the moment. But something you said, sometimes it does take
not that I think it's all who you know. Like, you had, like, you did the work behind the scenes.
Yes.
You had a successful business. I think that's really important, too. They have to see that you have a successful business, that you're walking the walk and not just talking the talk.
I always say to students, you can't rush your come up. And we all want to. Most of us really want to. But you really can't rush your come up. You have to be, just like you said, like, you can't be teaching about business and photography if your business isn't sustainable, profitable, repeatable. You shouldn't be teaching about lighting if you aren't an expert at lighting. And I just was getting there, you know? And that's the nice thing about, I respect the people who run WPPI because they do vet their speakers really well, and I really probably wasn't ready yet in that time.
Yeah, The other thing, too, that you mentioned is that whole networking piece. Not that it's not just all who you know. Like, you have to have, you know, the kind of resume behind it. But sometimes meeting that one person and having a connection with them, they're going to remember you.
Yes.
So when they see your application come in again...
100%. And that's like one of the, this right now, this experience of being on the show floor is one of the most important parts of WPPI or of any conference, where you might get introduced to or have a conversation with somebody who says, I believe in you. I'm going to tell this person that I believe in you and that I trust you, because their, you know, their applications that are coming in for the spots are a lot, you know, many. And, sometimes they don't know that you're trustworthy. They don't know that you should be, the next speaker. So,
and the other thing too is, like, you might know that you have amazing content and things to offer to an audience, but if you don't tell people that, we might not know. Like, for example, Sue was like, I got this message from someone saying, I've been trying to get in to be on the Portrait Masters platform, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he never told us what he wanted, what value was he going to give to our members? Like, what was he going to teach?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even mention that whatsoever. We're just like, how are we supposed to know? Make it easy for people that we don't have to go researching you. Tell us what you've got for us.
Such
and
good
then,
advice.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Such good advice. Yeah, and also, approaching with an actual system or a method or something that you're going to be able to teach that's going to be really beneficial for somebody, because... I mean, inspiration is important, but you can't just inspire. You have to actually be able to teach people.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Okay, I know you already had two talks today, right?
Yes, I had a main talk and then a shooting demonstration on the Canon stage.
Right, you mentioned that because you often photograph families and babies, and you mentioned that during your demo, the baby was not cooperating.
Who was
like,
there?
This is real life. You know, and this happens. Like, how did you cope with the fact that you're doing a demo in front of all these students and the baby's just like, no, not
today.
I
jumped out of a plane and I built the parachute on the way down today. It was insane. This baby, by the way, I flew this family here because I know this baby and I photograph her a lot and I know that she's a reliable baby. Well, turns out no baby's reliable. I learned that today. So they got on stage and she wanted to nurse and we can't do that on the Canon stage. I actually normally would photograph a baby breastfeeding, but that's not allowed. I get it on the Canon stage. So
it's not?
No nudity.
Oh, because it's nudity.
Yeah, no nudity.
Whatever. Okay.
I know. That's not. We don't have to get into that. But the baby was a little fussy and getting like more and more angry. And I was thinking, I only have a 45-minute slot here. I can't waste this time. So I was like, let's give her a break. She walked off, and I was thinking, you know, that anxiety feeling that like goes over your head. You know, I was like, what am I gonna do? And then I was like, I'm gonna pose the audience. And I turned around and I was like, you, I'm gonna make you into a family. And it ended up being really fun. It was, I have never done that before. I learned today that my poses are actually pretty reliable, seeing as I could make
people. Oh, that's so awesome.
I mean, I knew it, but not to, but you know, you always doubt yourself. Even at the stage that I'm at, I doubt myself. But knowing that I could take strangers and make them look like a family, it ended up being really fun. And I guess it was the, you know, that lesson of like, you gotta just go with the flow because you cannot control everything.
Totally. Even during sessions, it's like you just kind of have to be prepared.
Yeah.
To be flexible. I can think of sessions where I'm like, okay, this is not going well.
Yeah.
Especially with kids, which is why I don't like photographing kids. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. You know, honestly, that doesn't happen to me very often. Like that baby being, well, if we were in a real life situation, she could have breastfed her. We would have had more time. It would have been, we would have worked it out. But I had 45 minutes to do what they wanted me to do, and I needed to do it then. So that I had to think outside the box.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, I know people can hear your whole episode on the portrait system, but where can people find you online? I know you have some great education.
Yeah, so I'm also hosting the WPPI podcast now, so you can hear me there,
which is fun. Yes.
Yeah, it's a new thing. But you can find me on Instagram, Elena S. Blair _ photography, and ElenaSBlair.com is my education site. I got lots of free resources there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Nikki. I'll see you later. Angie Witten, get up here. How are you, my love?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, introduce yourself. Tell people where you live. And you and Angie also has an episode on the portrait system, so you can hear her whole story as well. But just give everyone the cliff notes about your business.
I'm Angie Witten. I own Harmony Photography near Seattle, Washington. We're actually very close to each other, Elena and I.
Oh, awesome.
I'm in a city called Puyallup, which you're familiar with.
Very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I love how this whole scheme, like your hair is turquoise, you have the turquoise shirt on.
It's like the shirts were made to match my hair.
I know. I love it. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
And your eyes, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so you are a huge part of our Portrait Masters, Portrait System, WPPI community, and we appreciate you very much.
I appreciate your positive energy. Thank you.
Angie is the best, like, attendee, and not only does she, you know, help out and volunteer and work and everything, but she supports us as speakers so amazingly. And do you ever want to be a speaker one day?
Absolutely.
I can see you doing that.
Absolutely. I can see me doing that.
Yeah. Okay, talk to us about WPPI, and how long have you been coming here, and what has your experience been?
I love it here. This is my second year. I'm new to this. I've been a Portrait System, Portrait Masters person for years.
Okay.
This is my second year.
So my question for you then is for people who, you know, kind of want to, like, maybe volunteer or maybe be part of, you know, the behind the scenes. Like, you do a ton within the Portrait System with Kevin Conde. And,
right.
You know, how does someone kind of get to be this, like, mentor status or just, you know, like, helping
Absolutely.
Out, admin, whatever. How'd you get there?
So I think a lot of it is the mindset that you're coming into it with. So I didn't set out to, I want to become a mentor. I want to become an educator. I was on the student side first, right? So I came as an attendee to Portrait Masters and what can I learn? And then this community brought me up to where I am,
yeah.
Right? So then I got to the point where I was like, I want to help the next people in line. I'm not that far ahead, right? Like 3 years ago, I was telling somebody this the other day, 3 years ago, I had a Christmas special for $199.
Yeah.
You got a 30-minute session, 5 backdrops, 5 digitals,
oh my
50
word.
Foil line cards. That was 3 Christmases ago.
Wow.
Now I have a $2,650 average.
It's amazing. Because I finally, $2,650, just
yes,
to make that clear.
I finally started listening to Sue and implementing it. I mean, I listen to her all the time, but
yeah.
I think coming at it from the heart of how can I help the community instead of I want to be a mentor, and going into the groups and answering the questions and being positive, share the victories and the fears and the obstacles, and then how did you get through them?
Right.
Right?
I think that's really important is going in with the intention of helping people. So I noticed that about you. And this is
Thank
why
you.
We were like, we want Angie to be like admin and part of it, because you would comment in a really genuine, like, authentic way to people. Or if you didn't know the answer to something, you might tag someone who did know the answer.
Right.
And just going in and being part of the group and the community as just someone who's authentically wants to give, people notice that. Not just, like,
right.
someone who can elevate you, but the rest of the community notices that. And people just end up falling
right.
in love with you.
Thank you. And
yeah.
You know how much I love you. We have very similar, the Wealth Dynamics profile. We're both supporter stars. That makes sense,
yeah.
right? Like, we get each other. So,
yeah.
And I think that you come from the same place.
Yeah.
Like, you come from authentically listening to people. You actually stop and pay attention. You check in with people, and there's nobody that can't approach you. And that's what I love about you.
Aww,
and
I want to. This is not supposed to be a little love fest here between me and Angie.
Okay, we do have a love fest, though. We do love each other.
Right, but people, and the reason I wanted to ask these questions to Elena and now to you is because people often ask, like, hey, how do I become a mentor? Or how do I become an admin? Or how do I kind of, you know,
yeah, you have
just
to
be
walk,
more involved?
You walk the walk. So, to be a mentor implies that you're helping people, you're coaching them. So in order to be a mentor, you have to help people and coach them. And then somebody along the way might notice, like, hey, she's pretty good at that. We should have her do that.
Yeah,
and that's
totally
what happened to me. So
totally.
Now I'm running the On the Hook with Kevin Conde and myself. It's a subgroup of the Portrait
so
System.
So fun, yeah.
So it's an accountability group within Portrait System. We have our own Facebook group. Everybody is welcome that is a Portrait System member. We have two Zooms a week. One is Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. One is Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Anybody can show up and you can share. It's like a smaller, safe place to be like, hey, I don't understand how to do this. Can somebody help? And it's
so
not
good.
Just Kevin and myself answering. It's like we had a question a couple weeks ago about color profiles. And I was like, anybody on the Zoom call know about color profiles? And
yeah.
We had somebody there.
That's
so
awesome. Very
yeah.
cool.
Thank you.
It's nice to have that safe space to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you know, within 3 years, you went from $199 to a $2,650 average. And I know you talk, you know, the whole story in your own episode, but what do you think are like the three key main factors that helped you to make that jump?
First of all, was getting systems and processes in place, creating workflows within my CRM. That saves me so much time and bandwidth mentally. Having that set up, knowing that I'm coming across professionally, that my clients are educated, they know what the next step is. Getting those systems and processes set up, getting a proper website built.
Yeah.
So I was doing like the do-it-yourself thing.
Yeah.
And then I realized like people hire us at a higher ticket because we know what we're doing because we're good at it. Right? So I found somebody who's really good at it.
Yeah.
And I went from like page 10 to like, good luck getting number one near me.
Nice.
Like,
that's so awesome.
And then just networking. I'm a really big networker, just like yourself. I love people. I'm obsessed with people.
Yep.
And I make it a game. Every person I meet, how am I going to let them know I'm a photographer? Without being salesy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I just drop in
how
there like,
I drop this in organically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My husband thinks it's like a puzzle piece for me. Like, oh, how's she going to work it in here? We're at a hockey Christmas party. And I'm like, oh, yes, I was doing a session last week. And he's like, she did it. Okay, there we go.
But
then they'll just let you know if they need a photographer. So I don't say like, hey, do you know anybody who's pregnant or engaged? And I have a studio. I just say, oh, yeah, I did a session last week. I'm a photographer, blah, blah, blah. They'll let you know if they need you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Where can people find you online?
My website is myharmonyphotography.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm actually running the Instagram for WPPI this week.
Oh, great.
Which is super fun. I'm having a great time doing
you
that.
You are on it. I shared a story last night. I think you shared it to WPPI by the morning, by the time I woke up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Ella,
I know you went to bed earlier than I did.
Ella is also doing it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, My Harmony Photography on Instagram and online.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you. I
appreciate
love you.
You.
I'll see you later.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Nikki.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice
I'm
meet
Joe.
You. Joe. I didn't introduce myself earlier, by the way. I'm Nikki Klosser. I shouldn't assume that everyone knows.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I have a really long name.
Oh, and you go by Joe.
I just go by Joe.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to introduce yourself and just tell us where you live, what you shoot,
sure.
and your full name?
Sure, yeah. My first name is Jyotsna. My last name is Bhamidipati. It's a mouthful, so I go by Joe, and I'm from California, live in Sacramento, California, and I mostly shoot families, kids, editorial, magazines, and some brands.
Awesome. Are you here as an attendee? Are you speaking?
As a speaker.
As a speaker. Okay,
yeah.
Tell
so
us
this
about
is,
that.
Yeah, so this is my third time speaking at WPPI.
Awesome.
And I'm always nervous.
I know, same.
So it doesn't matter how many times I'm here, I'm still always nervous. So I just had a photo walk yesterday. My specialty, or whatever if I can call that, is more to do with how to incorporate creativity into your work.
Nice.
So my photo walk was based on that. It was all about creative photography anywhere, anytime. And especially in a saturated market where we live, I think it's important to kind of figure out your voice, your style, and implement some things that is really you in your work.
Yeah. I know you did your photo walk and everything, but if you could kind of just maybe pick one or two things that might help people implement some creativity, what would you say?
So my biggest thing is, I mean, I know we're at a trade show here. There's so many people selling so many things, but try to look at your gear or whatever you have like what equipment you have that you can make the most out of it. So, you know, lights and all of that, that's great. But I started off as a natural light photographer, and I incorporated OCF at the later part of my career. So I think, like, just using what you have first and stretching that to the maximum, and even that could be, like, maybe a 50 millimeter lens. Just use it up till you know that piece of equipment inside out. So that's just been something that, you know, that I really preach. And I think you can really get creative just with the gear or, you know, whatever you have in your home even.
Yes, agreed. So. I am all about being simple and efficient.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so important, especially if you're just starting out and you don't have the budget for the gear.
Right,
or
exactly.
you don't know how to use
yeah.
the gear that you do have yet. Like,
yeah.
simple and efficient does not have to mean boring.
Absolutely
or,
not.
You know,
no.
Yeah.
So this, I teach a workshop with Click Photo School. It's actually all about embracing imperfection. And the number one thing I tell people, like, you know, just something as simple as, like, there's a bubble wrap that I use in almost all my portrait shoots, for example.
Bubble wrap.
A bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Like, all the packages that you get from Amazon,
yeah.
I take the bubble wrap and I save it, and my husband thinks I'm nuts. But I literally just use a bubble wrap, tear a hole, and it's a tip. Just put it on your lens and you get some dreamy portraits.
You just
out
shoot
of it.
Through it?
I just shoot through it. So just don't forget to tear it.
So smart.
Just a little bit in the middle. And it just gets some really dreamy feel. It almost feels like you're using like a tilt shift lens
yeah.
as a feel to it.
Oh,
so,
I'm excited. I need
yeah.
to see more of your work. I'd love to have you come
sure.
on as a guest. That'd be
yeah.
really fun.
Yeah, would love
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I don't know if you know the Portrait System podcast.
I do,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do. You know, I interview... For anyone listening, if you don't know, I interview portrait photographers from all over the world, and just strategies like that,
okay.
that is so simple, like
yeah.
bubble wrap. Who would have thought?
Exactly.
I'm
yeah,
like, what else do you have up your sleeve? This could
be
good.
I have quite a bit like that up my sleeve, actually. I mean, just kind of like going back to the basics is what I
yes.
really emphasize on, and then get creative from that, and then really being intentional with your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you trying to shoot and why? Like, you know, if someone else is, you know, trying to pose that, like, why are they trying to pose that person in a certain way? So just taking a step back sometimes, like watching, like observation, like looking around, looking at your space, looking at the people, just paying attention, really,
yeah.
you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It seems like sometimes, and I remember feeling like this when I first started out, I felt like I always... Like, I just couldn't stop and take a breath and figure
yeah.
things out, or the client would think that I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where if you're kind of stuck and you're not sure what to do next, like, it's okay to stop
yeah.
and say,
exactly.
tell them,
oh,
why don't you take a water break? I'm going to look at my design notes while
yeah.
you pull up Pinterest or what, whatever
yeah.
it is, you know, just
oh,
to take
absolutely.
A break.
Absolutely, yeah. Because
yeah.
I feel like many times, you know, like, photo walks or whatever I've taught, people just take their cameras and then just start shooting.
Yes.
And I'm like, just keep your camera away. And they're like, what? But we are here to shoot. I get it, but put your cameras away. Let's just look at where we are. Like, look at the light, look at the lines, look at the person. Just,
yes.
you know, like, at least a minute. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of time. But, like, just that 1 minute of, like, just taking everything in
yep.
is okay. It actually makes you feel more professional, rather.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Roberto Valenzuela talks about that, too, how... He tells his clients, listen, I want to get this light right, so just
yeah.
give me a minute.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I want to make you look your best.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're less professional because we're working it out. Like,
right.
they're going to be like, oh, sweet, good, make me look good.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Very cool. So tell us where we can find you online. Do you have education?
Yeah.
Like,
I
give
do.
Us all that.
Yeah.
Info.
So my Instagram handle is MBM. Photographs, that's all one word.
MBM.
MBM. M as in Mary. I'm just so used to spelling out things just with my long name.
Oh, I feel
but
sad.
M as in Mary.
I feel like we
B.
should use your full
yeah,
name.
MBM Photographs. And right now, actually, I teach mostly with Click Photo School. I have a 4-week workshop. It's called The Imperfectionist. So it's all about the 4 weeks. We cover how to embrace the imperfectionist inside you.
Awesome.
And letting
I love
go
it.
Of perfection. Actually, tomorrow, I think it's right here, I have a talk on stop chasing perfection.
Great.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks,
yeah,
Joe. It was so nice
you.
To meet you.
Same here.
Hello, Miss
hey.
Emily Drew.
How
are you?
How are you? I'm so good.
You're looking
you?
Fabulous in red.
Thank you. Trying to pull it off.
Emily also has her own episode on the Portrait System. So you can hear
so
her
fun.
Whole story as well. But why don't you tell people, just if they, for people who don't know you, what do you shoot? Where do you live? Give us the goods.
Okay, I'm primarily a fine art portrait photographer, luxury portraits. But my favorite is more story-based fine art images. I'm obsessed with competitions, competition work, personal work, conceptual work, and kind of going that route with my imagery along with my normal client portrait work. I'm in Utah is where I'm from. So,
yep. So Emily has, you've won countless awards in the Portrait Masters, WPPI. Have you entered any other?
That's mostly what I've entered. I'm actually headed to London on Monday to try a new competition over there.
That's exciting. Very cool. Did you enter this current round of the Portrait Masters?
I did. I actually only got one in.
Oh, you
I was so sad. But I entered, yes. I'm excited.
Well,
to
the
see
thing
how
is
it goes.
With Emily's work, though, it's not like, you know, like when I do a photo shoot for my clients, I've got 30 that I love. I might take 60 to 100. I've got 30 that I really love that I show them, where you put some serious time, energy, effort, like preciseness to all of your work, like composite wise and Photoshop wise, like just all of it conceptually. So yeah. I feel like you have only getting one in means you probably just put in a lot of work.
Oh, it was crazy. It was like 20 hours maybe. So we'll see. I might, sometimes I feel like I might overdo it a little.
Is it a new concept?
Yeah, it's a new, okay, maybe not 20 hours on that one, but yeah. Because I feel like half of what I do, especially my competition work, it's only maybe half is what I get out of the camera. And the other half is kind of my pre-conceptual ideas and then my post-work.
Right.
It's layers and layers and layers of making it look more like an old master's painting. And that just takes, it just takes time to bring out all those details and to, you know, add in elements if I'm compositing it in or... It's a whole process.
Yeah, and I know you talk more about that process during your full episode, but if you could just give one or two tips to people who are really looking to elevate their post-processing to bring in, a, you know, make it a certain look, like you said, painting or whatever, what would you say?
Well, there's a few things that go into that. So first, really think about what the story you're trying to tell someone. So it's not just about a beautiful image of someone.
Right.
It's... what is this saying?
Right.
And that's going to elevate to get those higher awards,
it's,
right?
It's interesting you say that, because sometimes when we're judging, we'll look at an image and we can, we just can't quite put our fingers on the story. Like if they had brought in one more element to really tell it, then that might have leveled it up. And I encourage people, ask anyone else that's not a photographer, like, hey, can you tell me what the story is here in this image? And if they can't tell you, your job's not done yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So definitely like thinking through maybe even what could be better than this when you're shooting it, or even in post work. You can always go photograph other elements and composite them in if you need to continue to tell the story if you didn't get it all in camera.
Right.
So all of those pieces for sure. But then in editing, I really love look at it from different angles. Turn it upside down. Look at the different lines of where your eye is going. Check your highlights, because your eye always goes to the highlighted
areas. That's a big one for highlights.
Because if your eye is going to like this side corner out of the image and not to your subject's face or to where you want to leave the eye, it's going to draw you right out.
That's feedback that we give quite a bit, is watch the highlights. Either the light is too harsh, or they just needed to soften the highlight a little bit, or just, you know, in retouching or whatever. But that's a big one, the highlights.
And like take some time away from it too. Like sometimes I still fall into this all the time, is that I'm spending so much time in the image and I don't take a step back, take a break from it. And then you can overdo it, you can stop seeing things the same way. Maybe let other people look at it before you enter.
So like, important
to shift some of those
elements.
I feel
like it's kind of like that with a lot of things, with our website. Like even my talk that I'm doing tomorrow, I finished the keynote and then I went back and I re-looked at it again and I left it alone and I came back to it again. You know, it's just, I feel like taking that time away helps us really to just level up and get out, whether it's what we're going to say or what we're going to create. Helps us get it out better, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your plans? Like where do you see yourself going from here?
Oh, I have so many plans, Nikki. Well, I I'm just starting to shift into, I just started mentoring.
Nice.
So that's been really scary, but really fun, validating to know that what I've learned on my journey can be used to help other people.
Yeah.
That's been really fun. I'm definitely interested in starting to speak and teach more, do workshops, things like that. For myself and my work, I really want to have my own galleries and books.
Oh,
and
nice.
Start shooting all over the world, doing some like more elaborate concepts. I've got some big plans. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see it all.
Thank you.
And tell people where they can find you online.
Emily Pearl Photography, like the gem, P-E-A-R-L. .com is my website and on all social media platforms. So,
awesome. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Okay.
Thank you. Hi. Those are some fabulous glasses.
Why, thank you.
Welcome. I'm Nikki.
I'm Christine.
Christine, nice to meet you. Tell everybody your first and last name and your business name and where you're from, what you shoot.
I am Christine Tremolay. I was a wedding and boudoir photographer for many years in Houston, Texas. I now am a part of the marketing team for Imagine Software.
Oh, interesting. Tell us about it.
So Imagine does AI editing and culling for professional photographers. So you have gone to your event, you have all of these images, you come home, and I don't know about you, doing all the editing takes time, but then it also takes me at least a week to get motivated to get started.
Yeah.
So I like to actually factor that time into how long it takes. So giving people a way to, what we've done is you can create your own personal AI profile based on 3,000 or more edits that you've done in Lightroom Classic. You import your Lightroom Classic catalogs. You teach our software your editing style.
Wait, let me get this straight. It edits the photos for you?
Uh-huh.
So you're not just talking about it culling the edit the photos for you.
No,
you're talking about it edits the photo for
your
you.
Your photos for you.
Stop it.
So to train it, you would use catalogs that you've already done,
right.
Things you've already delivered, and bring in up to 3,000 or more images to create your own personal AI profile. But it gets better. Maybe if you're a newer photographer or you photograph a one-off event where maybe you want a different look, or maybe you just want to experiment, we've also worked with 15 different industry leaders, such as Susan Stripling, Michelle Harris, John Branch, Sarah Edmonds, all of these people who are also amazing, incredible photographers, and we have developed talent AI profiles with them.
Wow.
So if you don't want to create your own personal profile, you can choose to use one of the talent profiles. And I have heard back from so many people, they're like, oh, I don't think it's going to work for me. My editing style is really unique. And they tend to call me the next day and say, what just happened?
Wow.
That was the most incredible thing. One photographer told me that her husband said that Imagine edited more like her than she was editing.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay, so let's say because I have a retoucher. I do my basic color correction, crops, you know, I do my culling, that sort of thing. But then my retoucher does my skin edits. So she does flyaways.
So we do the part that you're doing. So we would take all of that work off of your plate,
okay,
and do that basic color corrections and so forth.
Okay.
However, we have also launched Subject Mask, which is going to lead to more features in the future.
Okay, so the initial work that I do, Imagine does, and then I get it back, send it off to my retoucher. She does the rest, so I'm doing nothing.
You're doing nothing.
Yeah, I like that.
At half, I think it's half a second an image.
Wow.
So incredibly fast. One of our big things is we want to help people be able to focus on what they love. We want to give you your time back. We can all make more money. You can never make more time. So to give people their time back, to help people like me get over my procrastination and analysis paralysis, I think for a lot of us also, though, many of us in the industry as a whole are self-taught on how to edit.
Yes.
And it's a very interesting experience the first time to use it and go, oh, that's how it should have been done. It's almost like helping you in that way too, to help people overcome their own you know, just getting their edits out.
I have a question for you and about just the evolution of your career. So I know you started as a photographer, but what advice would you have for someone who maybe wants to kind of get hired on with, you know, a vendor or like a vendor that they really love or a, you know, a company they love?
I think the first thing to do is to let the company know that you love them.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a vendor that you love working with, let them know. Tell them why you love them. Share your passion for what they're doing with them. And also just keep an eye on what job openings. Most companies have a job opening posted on their site. And last but not least, make connections in this industry. I have been coming to WPPI since 2008 and have not missed a year. So I know so many people on this show floor from all sorts of different companies. So when I was ready to stop being the boss of me and to go work with someone, I had connections that I could already start reaching out to.
So awesome.
And companies that I loved.
Yeah. Very cool. Where can people find you online and Imagine?
So my social media account's very limited because Facebook decided to delete my 16-year-old account.
No.
But I am on Facebook. You can find me under Christine Tremblay. My Instagram account is Reframed Success. And Imagine is imagen.ai on Instagram. And we're at imagine-ai.com. We're also here at WPPI. We have a fantastic show special.
Awesome.
Whereas if anybody wants to try it out, we will give you $100.
Ooh.
So there's no cost to try it out. We will give you $100 to try it.
Wow. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Christine. It was
thank
nice
you.
To meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Hi. I love the sparkles.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Victor.
Victor, will you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, and I'm Victor Ha. I'm the Vice President of Electronic Imaging and Optical Devices at Fujifilm North America.
At Fuji?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you always worked for Fuji?
No, I've been there for about 3 years.
Okay. What did you do before that?
I've been in photo industry for the past 22 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was at Mac Group before that, and before that I was at Nick Software.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Fuji, tell us about Fuji, other than they had an amazing party last night. tell us about Fuji and you know, just the best things about it.
So I think Fujifilm, if I could say what we brought to the show, was we brought fun and innovation.
Mm.
And the reason we got so excited to be here is because we feel that our native integration for Frame.io, for X-H2 and X-H2S, really can impact wedding photographers, their workflows, how much they're spending time on moving files around and passing them along. So we've partnered with Frame.io, with Imagine AI, with SmugMug, with Skyloom, to really demonstrate what it would look like if you could make an image on your camera, have it automatically get to the cloud, and then have all of the automations kick in so that while you're still working, by the time you're done, a gallery is made and it's shoppable for whomever you want to send that gallery out to.
Like, this is like next level.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's turning a corner for sure, right?
Yeah.
It's giving photographers who can envision the workflow and envision the benefits of that workflow. It's giving them the opportunity to get to the business of delivering images sooner.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So Victor, if you think back to film days,
uh-huh.
and when people were like, oh, we're going to do this digital where it's instant and you can see it on your camera, where people were probably like,
right.
And I almost feel like this is one of those like that we still can't quite wrap our brains around. I mean, am I crazy here?
Yeah. So I think the explaining it is one thing. And then when we finally show it to people, that's where the dots start to connect, because it is a little bit out of reach, because I think the thing that we're also used to is how digital photography workflows are, right? We know what to do with the files, we know what they're doing, we know how to handle them. But I think when you say that the images are going to the cloud and that there's automations that handle the files, and they're only going to get better. There's going to be automated culling. There's going to be automated straightening.
Right.
There already is automated image adjustment, right? And all of that starts to fall into place really, really quickly the minute you have a camera that you can just get the file. If you actually go down over by the photo bays, there's a bay with some products on it. You can make a picture of these products. They're on white, and Skyloom's automation removes the background automatically. So think of the benefits for e-commerce. Think of the benefits for design.
Totally. Even my personal branding clients who are like, can you just remove the background? And I'm like, ugh.
Right. It's working. It's live. We're showing it now. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Very cool.
Yeah.
So I asked this question to Christine before. I think a lot of people, well, I guess it wasn't the same question, but a lot of people are interested in being, you know, part of a company or like brand ambassador or, sure. you know, how would someone like pique Fuji's interest if they're, you know, if they're really interested in being involved with Fuji?
So we have a number
Fuji of... Fujifilm, sorry. I keep just saying Fuji. Fujifilm.
Thanks for correcting that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's
my
okay.
bad. Yeah.
It's okay. I think that we have a number of different ways that our fans can get involved in something like Fujifilm. And the first way is if you go to our website and you look at the ex-photographer creator links, there will be a link to click on that is about joining or, you know, submitting applications. So we do have that program for those that really want to travel down those roads. We also have a way to have anyone who wants to submit an image so that we can repost it for them. You know, we have that as well. And that's on our website. It's like Fujifilm buildyourlegacy.com. There's also, I think, other opportunities because we have staff that are always out. And so if you get the attention of our local staff and you get the attention of a local dealer, you know, I think there's a community, a really vibrant community of Fujifilm users across the country. And we've done a really deliberate and purposeful, you know, job of trying to make sure that we are reaching into the community and reflecting their needs and their wants and finding ways to elevate work from people that use our products.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another way, you know, so it's kind of multifaceted.
Awesome.
Also, you can all just go to Fujifilm.com and look at the available jobs.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Christine said the same thing with Imagine.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Where can people find either you personally online or Fujifilm?
So you can find Fujifilm at FujifilmX_US, like Sam. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram with that handle. If you enjoy snarkiness, our Twitter account is Ratchet. It's fun.
What is it if you enjoy?
If you enjoy like snarky, like a, you know, a little bit irreverent, funny tone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Awesome.
Our Twitter account is amazing.
Yep. Oh, snarkiness. Okay, sorry. I'm actually hearing impaired and I can't wear my hearing aids because of the noise.
Yeah.
So, okay, snarkiness. Yes, I love snarkiness. This is good.
Yeah, the team that runs our social media, they got good snark.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and then you could find me if you want to. I'm not a prolific social media person, but you could find me at ha.tographer.
All right.
On Instagram, probably. And then, I think that's it.
Awesome. Thanks, Victor.
Cool.
Sweet. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I'll see you around, I'm sure.
Okay, bye.
Matthew. Hi. I have Matthew Jordan Smith here. The last time we were together, we were on a boat in Venice.
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
Good times. Good times.
Great times. Great, great times.
Welcome back to the States.
It's good being here. Got in last night.
Yeah, awesome. This is not your first rodeo here
at
WPPI.
Not at all. But it feels good to be back and see people in person again.
Yeah.
And Victor was great. Victor, what's up, stranger?
All right. Have you spoken yet? Are you speaking? Give us the goods.
I've spoken twice already at the Nikon booth, and I'm speaking today at the Grand Ballroom at 4 to 5:30.
Awesome. Today.
Today.
Wonderful.
Grand
what are you
Ballroom,
talking about?
BC. I'm talking about things that every photographer needs to talk about that we never talk about.
What's that?
I'm not going to give it away yet. Just come and see, because it's really what every photographer absolutely needs to hear.
Fantastic. Okay, so Matthew also has a full episode on the portrait system, so you can hear his whole story. He shares everything.
Yes.
Since the last, like, that was probably like a year ago, I think. Maybe longer. I feel like time is flying. It might even be a year and a half. What has changed since then for you, if anything?
Oh, my God. A lot has changed since then. Where do I start? Well, Japan's finally open again, so it's easy to travel finally for me. I can come in and out. For those who don't know, I'm based in Tokyo.
Yep.
It was hard getting around during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was so hard coming in and out. But now it's open finally, and I can now zip around like I was in like 2019.
Yeah.
I have a big show coming up in Tokyo in 2 weeks.
Tell us about it. Like, what do you mean show?
An exhibit. So I have, I'm doing a book right now on Kickstarter. It's called Aretha Cool. I shot Aretha for the last 13 years of her career.
Amazing.
And I have an exhibit coming, opening on the day that would have been her 81st birthday, which is March 25th. And it opens at the Blue Note in Tokyo.
Wow.
It'll be up for a week. And I get a chance to actually invite every client who I've never shot for, who I want to shoot for, to the opening. Because the Blue Note is a really big deal. So
yeah, very cool. For people who might be interested in doing some sort of gallery or, you know, show or opening, do you have advice for how to, I mean, it seems like it would be a lot
yes,
of work.
Yes, I do. But yes, yeah. I do. First step is put together a PDF of your images.
PDF.
A PDF of your favorite images.
Okay.
And pitch the idea to different spaces. Not only galleries, but to different spaces. Like, I pitched the idea to the Blue Note because I thought it'd be the perfect idea for having a big show based on pictures of Aretha Franklin to that audience, because that is the audience that knows her work.
Right.
So I pitched them the idea about doing a show just on her birthday, March 25th. They came back to me and said, we love that idea, but, there's always a but. So we want to do it instead for not just one day, but for the entire week. Well, the space is on us. We'll also bring in a different DJ each day to play her music for the entire week. All you've got to do is supply the prints.
Wow. Very
so
cool.
So it opens up doors. So it doesn't stop there. They're doing all their press to their email list. So there's a big restaurant in Tokyo called Soul Food House. Who saw, heard about it, and they said, oh, after that show's over, can you have a show here?
Wow.
So on April 1st, the day after the show closes at the Blue Note, I have another show going into Soul Food House.
Awesome. Now, oh, you know, sometimes it goes back to, yes, we can do what we love and galleries sound, you know, so amazing, but how do you monetize something like that?
You can sell the prints at your show.
Awesome.
And you can sell limited editions of those images.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I'm doing.
Do you number them? Or like, how do you, okay.
Signed, numbered,
just like,
all that.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. I feel like, I mean, I know as photographers we're artists, but this is just like another level of artistry where
absolutely
your work is going to hang on people's walls.
Yeah. Like, and make it limited. I'm doing like a small run of 10. That's it.
Yeah.
Then I'll never print those images again. So.
Right. Oh, and I should clarify, like, our work does hang on the walls if you took the pictures of those clients. But when it's not the clients and your work is on their walls, that's really cool. I'm excited
you.
For you. That's awesome.
It's scary. It's scary, but it's a wonderful journey at the same time.
Yeah, and Aretha's probably, like, just so happy smiling down on you.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm really, really happy. For those who are hearing this, you can just go to arethacool.com. That'll take you right to the Kickstarter page. It ends on the end of this month. March 31st is when it ends. Actually, okay. March 30th in the States it will
say
end.
Say the website again. I don't know if it was just me that couldn't hear it.
Arethacool.com. C-O-O-L.
Okay, that's what
Arethacool.com.
I can't wait to check that out. Awesome.
Please do.
All right. Well, thank you, Matthew.
Thank you for making time for me.
I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Matthew's talk is today at 4 o'clock. Grand Ballroom?
Yes.
And
4 to 5:30 Grand Ballroom, BC.
Okay, one more question. What is your website, Instagram? Where can people find you?
Oh, website, MatthewJordanSmith.com. Instagram, where I'm there every single day, under Matthew Jordan Smith.
Awesome. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll see you next time. I'll see you later, I'm sure. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Nikki.
I'm Anya.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you. I'm with Bay Photo.
Oh, nice. What's your last name?
My last name is Thrash.
What a
Anya
great
Thrash.
Name.
Yeah.
Tell us about Bay Photo.
All right. Well, Bay Photo's been in business for about close to 50 years. We're closing on that.
And I was actually trying to think back, and I think that personally, this is about my 16th or 17th WBBI.
Oh, nice.
That I've been to. So we've
this
been
is
around.
Not your first rodeo either.
No, no. We have seen some changes, you know?
Yeah.
I think the first one I went to was at Bally's, and then since then, we've been a bunch of places. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's always one of our favorites, for sure.
What are the products that really speak to you from Bay Photo that you think people might want to hear about?
Well, you know, one of them that I feel like is really just, you don't believe it until you see it, are these fine art deckled edge prints that we're doing
deckled
right now.
Deckled edge?
Deckled edge. So somebody actually goes and we print on the highest quality fine art paper, and we actually have people go in, excuse me, and hand tear the edges these. So you get this beautiful decal, and then you can get them in a float mount frame so that there's this dimension there. And it just is a remarkable, really just high quality, fine art way to display your images.
And so, you have it here.
We
so
have those here.
People can feel it.
Yeah, they can see that. Yeah, and that's really exciting. We've always been known for our metal prints, so a lot of people go to us for that. And we do, really lead the industry in that. But I guess the other thing that we have is our software that we're excited to show people here.
Okay.
So you can go online and you can actually build your own wall previews and things. So you can show them to your clients.
Nice.
And, sell those prints.
Yeah,
sell more
very
prints.
Cool. I think that's something that's definitely needed. To be able to design in that way and order the prints from the same company. That's...
Yeah.
Okay. And I kind of feel... I don't know if anyone else does that.
Yeah, maybe a handful, but yeah, we really try to make it as easy as possible for you to use the software to sell it to your clients just like that. Because, we know it's not easy to develop, but, we've managed to solve that. So, we just like to help our photographers however we can.
How did you get started with Bay Photo?
Gosh, I mean, I started right after digital was starting to become a thing, before you could actually even print a decent photo from a digital camera. And I actually, just came on as a contractor for them. I heard that the owner needed a little help with an ad or two and maybe, some website stuff. So I came in, I did a few projects. He was like, okay, that's pretty good. And then the rest was kind of history. I mean, at that time, we were in this little building in Santa Cruz, California. And, we just kind of went for it, We were very passionate about what we do. We have an amazing core team of people who are really, really, really just in tune with photography and making great product. And it's gone on that.
I mean, I know you've been here 16, 17 years. How does the show feel this year, energy-wise and just overall?
Yeah, it feels like the footprint is smaller, but the energy is there. We've had this suspicion that people are just hungry to get back out there in the world. And I think it's confirming that. I mean, we've definitely talked to a lot of people today. It's great, new people getting into the industry, people that have been customers for a very long time. So, yeah, it just feels really good. We're enjoying it. We're enjoying seeing people again face to face.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's been awesome.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for sharing. And where, either if you want to share your personal information where people can find you online and Bay Photo or just Bay Photo, it's up to you.
Yeah, sure. It's bayphoto.com, so pretty easy. And then you can actually reach out anytime to support at bayphoto.com, and there's tons of us that check that email, and we can send you to the right person with whatever query you have.
Awesome. Bayphoto.com. Perfect. Well, thank you.
Thank
you.
Nice
to meet you.
You as well.
Hello.
I'm Nikki.
Calvin.
Nice to meet you, Calvin. Are you with ZNO?
I am with ZNO.
Awesome.
Yes.
I love your books.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you love about them?
It's easy to order and design right within the software, and it's affordable.
Yes. Yes, we pride ourselves on the low prices, and we try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
I hit
both of your pain points.
Absolutely.
Well, my pain points, I mean, you're hitting for me. You're taking care of my pain points is what I should have said.
Yes, so you can upload all of your images, build your albums, do all the work you need to do without downloading anything.
Yes.
And that makes it really easy for the photographers.
I love it. I don't do a whole lot of prints these days, but when I used to, I loved using your books. And I used them all the time.
Very cool.
Yeah. Were you a photographer before working for ZNO?
I was, actually.
Oh, you still are? Okay.
I am a photographer, and that's kind of how I got started with the company as well. I have my background's in marketing, so I have an MBA in business administration.
Oh, sweet.
Focus in marketing.
Yeah.
And so I applied for the job because I thought it was pretty cool. Marketing guy. I love doing social events like this, for example, and I like to take pictures. And so
awesome.
I was perfect fit.
Did you find that, okay, this is a random question. Did you find that having an MBA helped you in your own business? This is just a random.
You know, it's interesting, actually. I had found that I used to struggle in photography, actually. And although I was really good at taking pictures, my business side of it fell short in a lot of ways. And so I found that it helped me market myself. And in doing that, I was able to build my own websites. I'm able to do my own SEO. I'm able to do my own advertising.
Yeah.
And that's how I can get some of my business.
Yeah. Very cool. Awesome. Okay. So for ZNO's products, what is your favorite? What stands out? What should people be paying attention to?
So my favorite product is going to be the Crystal Cover Flush Mount Album. And I like it because it's basically a beautiful glass shimmery cover, and it's the most versatile of the albums as well. So while the front is crystal, the back side could be like a linen, it could be a genuine leather.
Awesome.
And you can really choose a lot of different paper types as well.
Yeah. Obviously there are products that are different range of prices. And that's how it is in every industry with everything. But especially if you are looking to get those costs of goods down and have a really great quality product, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I think it definitely speaks for itself. And a lot of the photographers that come to our booth and that order from us really love seeing the new products we have coming out as well that really hold up to the same standards.
Yeah.
But still continue to offer the affordability aspect.
Yeah, what are some of the new products?
So one of the newest ones that a lot of people have been finding interesting is the pearlescence paper type.
Ooh.
So you can have this paper type in your albums. You can have it on prints.
Awesome. I keep saying awesome. I need a new word. That sounds fantastic.
Yes, it really is. And it's kind of like a glitter embedded in the paper.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
And so when you're doing portraits and you're getting these images on this paper type, it's like a nice shimmer on the skin, for example.
Right. I feel like high school senior girls would love that. Did you have a question? Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, so it's a pearlescence paper type. And so it's like a glitter embedded on the paper. It's very nice. It's right over there, 1519.
I want to check it out. That sounds really great.
Yep, I'll be there all day.
Sweet. All right, Calvin, where can we find ZNO online? And if you want to share your personal...
Absolutely. So we are ZNO.com. Our handles are ZNO_USA.
Right.
And my personal is CalvinLevi_.
Fantastic. Thanks, Calvin Levi. Is your middle name Levi or your last name?
My last name is Levy.
Calvin Levi? What a great name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you. I'll see you around.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Hi, I'm Nikki.
Nikki, Dave.
Dave, nice to meet you. What's your last name, Dave?
Lupke.
Will you tell us what you do and where you live, all that good stuff?
What I do and where I live. I'm out of San Diego, California, and I work with the shoot.edit, working with the new customers.
Perfect. Are you a photographer also? Or are you just strictly with...
I was a photographer. I no longer shoot anymore. So now it's just strictly with shoot.edit.
It's really interesting because you are, the fifth or sixth vendor who has come up and said, I was a photographer, but now I work for this great company, which I think that's important to hear about because, you know, sometimes photographers don't necessarily want to shoot, you know, clients all the time anymore. So it's just, I like hearing about the different ways your career can kind of
morph and change
and
move around. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, tell us about shoot.edit.
We provide professional editing and culling for wedding photographers.
Just strictly wedding photographers or portrait?
Primarily wedding photographers, but we know wedding photographers shoot a lot of other events too, so we cover a lot of the portrait events that they shoot too.
Okay, so take us through, if I'm a wedding photographer, what does that look like?
Yeah, sure. So you will shoot the wedding, and then say you shoot the wedding on Saturday. Sunday, you upload everything you shot to us. So everything you shot. And then we're going to go through that, and we're going to pull out the mission critical images. We're going to remove the blinks, the blurs, the duplicates, the distortions. And then everything that's left from that, we then take and we'll color correct to your style and make sure it looks like it was shot perfectly in camera and has your look and feel. And we'll do that in 5 days or less. So you usually
five
have it
days.
Back by Friday.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, how do you know what my style is?
Great question. We work with you in the beginning. There's usually a lot of back and forth in the beginning. We usually find it takes about 2 to 3 jobs with your feedback to kind of get your style nailed. So we end up having a specific editing team that's assigned to your account, your studio. And then based on that feedback from those first couple of events, we will learn your style. So that way, by the time we get through that third job, we should know already how you like your couples to look before you send in the wedding.
Right. Okay. Do you do any of the editing process, or this is strictly the workflow around?
No, we do all the editing. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You said that. I mean, sorry. I meant retouching, like skin retouching.
Great,
hair.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We don't do any of the retouching. So,
okay.
What we generally find is photographers, they spend a lot of time culling, a lot of time editing, a lot of time just getting everything to look natural and normal, and then you still have to, on top of that, take out those mission critical.
Right.
Greatest hits images and really make those beautiful. We found that stage is the part that a lot of photographers love.
Yeah.
And they love working on those just, you know, those
totally.
Greatest hits images. Those are the fun ones.
Yep.
All the rest of the stuff, not as exciting. So we take care of all the rest of that stuff.
Hours and hours of time.
And pain and headache and, you know, things that you don't love doing generally.
Yeah. I can think back when I was a wedding photographer and I guess I still did this as a portrait until I really put some boundaries into, when I was portrait photographer, I had to put some boundaries in place. But I remember nights where my husband is like, can't we just watch a movie? Like, you have your computer open and I'm like, I have to get this wedding called. Like, my eyes are like crossing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it was.
Last year I had a customer sign up and she was her husband worked and she was the photographer and they had a couple of kiddos and then it was the same thing. She was like, every day, my husband comes home, I hand off the kiddos, and I go to work, I start answering emails, I start editing, and then on the weekends, I shoot all weekend long. And so I need this, I have to have this. And so signed up, she started using us, and 2 months later, she calls me, and she's like, hey, Dave, my husband just threw me a retirement party. And I'm like, great, I guess? And she's like, no, it's great, it's great. He said it feels like I've retired because now when he comes home, we all get to hang out.
Yes.
Now
it makes such a difference.
I'm there. We get to all be together as a family. I answer a few emails in the evening, but now I'm not working around the clock, especially during the busy wedding season.
Yeah.
There's that season where you're just working around the clock.
Totally.
And so those are the stories we love and where we know that, you know, you get to do the things you love. Now.
Yeah. You're helping people, change people, like, give people their time back. Yeah, awesome. Fantastic. Where can people find shoot.edit online?
Shoot.edit.com. So
shoot,
D-O-T, edit.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Dave. Is there a show special?
There is, yeah. Thank you. 2 months free trial.
Oh,
so
great.
So if you're interested in trying us out, come see us. 2 months free. Test us out. Give us a chance. See what you think.
Now, if this podcast doesn't come out until next week, can people still...
We will extend it.
Okay.
Come talk to me at shoot.edit.com.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon, I'm sure. Well, hello, hello. Fancy meeting you here.
I know. How are you doing, Nikki?
How are you, Justin?
I'm well. I'm all done with all WPPI-related activities except for portfolio review tomorrow. I think I have 10:30. I've got 3 appointments, so I'm done. I taught my last class this morning, and yesterday I did a photo walk, so
sweet.
I'm here.
Okay, so I know you are a photographer. I know that you were heavily in the wedding genre, and now you're not so much anymore.
I'm not. So I'm actually a recently reformed wedding photographer after 10 years of shooting weddings full time in Tucson, Arizona. And I shot maybe 250 weddings. I'm not a titan of the wedding industry in that regard, but I feel like that's a decent amount of weddings to be shooting for 10 years.
Yeah. Pronounce your name, your last name.
All right. My last name is Haugen, H-A-U-G-E-N.
Haugen. Okay. I just want to make sure I was saying it right.
Oh, I appreciate it because everyone says it wrong. It's usually everyone says Haugen.
Yeah, Haugen. Okay.
In high school, I was Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, at least it's a good ice cream. Okay. So tell me what made you decide to kind of move away from weddings and into the commercial space?
All right. I'm getting older. That's
You're not
it.
That
That's
old.
It. That's it. I'm 39. I turned 40 this
okay,
year.
Okay, I got you by like 6 years. But anyway.
But I've had my eye on an exit strategy from weddings because I feel like depending on like what market of weddings you're in, how well entrenched you are, like I've never been a marketing genius with weddings. I feel like I had a good referral base. I had good visibility on Google, but I just kind of felt like my numbers were starting to decline and I was reaching my ideal bride. I was getting the kind of cool couples who wanted to have a fun experience on their wedding day and they were willing to pay in the upper middle tier of wedding range. I wasn't luxury branded, and I felt like that worked for me, but I realized that to reach my financial goals in my life, as I'm a recent dad, that it meant having to work more weddings at the current rate unless I could transition into a luxury experience, which I wasn't confident that I could do that. I don't know that if you look at me and I read luxury brand, so I know my brand. It's fun. Let's crack some bad dad jokes and have a good time and maybe do a few shots. So that's my brand.
Yeah.
And that brand doesn't always pay what you think it should. So I just had an eye on a potential exit strategy, and I really love, my roots are in commercial advertorial type photography. I love editorial. Today I taught a class on editorial photography.
Awesome.
But I love the commercial space. I love working with art directors, creative directors, marketing directors, all these people who give me, they give me a ceiling to work for. They tell me what my limitations are, and then I know exactly where I can take things to. I'm a bit of a mercenary for creation, so to speak.
Right.
And so that's the space I've been sliding into. And it's also a difficult space to market to, but I learned that personal relationships are king in photography in any industry.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily,
so true.
I nurtured these relationships. A former workplace was now my biggest client at the time. And then just by dumb luck, I had a great referral land in my lap at the end of 2022. And they are now my top client. And my biggest client is now my second biggest client by a wide margin. So I'm transitioning into a commercial space and I'm photographing literally rocks for a mining operation that's going to be international.
Rocks.
So I'm photographing core samples for geological survey.
Say that again.
Core samples for geological survey.
Wow.
So that investors can see that there's viable copper in this mining location in Arizona.
No way.
So all this to say that if you're a photographer, just be ready for the journey that photography can take you on and be open-minded to wherever it's going to punch your passport ticket, because you never know what you're going to find yourself in. And my values are shifting as a wedding photographer into a commercial space now because I'm a father and I want to be home with my kid on the weekend and soon to be future kids. So now my work is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I'm generally home in time to cook dinner and
Isn't
put my baby
so
to bed.
Amazing.
It's great. And this is not to discourage anyone from photographing weddings.
Know
what you love.
Note.
I mean, we're at WPPI after all.
Right.
But know your strengths. Know where you slot in your market.
Yeah.
And maybe have an eye on possibilities of an exit strategy if you think at some point your work night might not be resonating with a certain market, because now Gen Z is coming into the marketplace. They're the next emerging wedding market. And I don't know if you haven't read about it, but Gen Z apparently communicates differently and does different things. And I don't know that at almost 40 that I'm informed to reach that wedding market. So you better be thinking about it.
That's a really great point, Justin. Never really thought about that. No, and I'm not trying to discourage weddings either. It's just about it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't want to work on weekends, and I don't, and I haven't for many years. And some people love working on weekends, and that's great for them. So it just depends on what your lifestyle is. And
it probably depends on how old your kids are. Like, if you got a baby at home, you want to be home. But once they're, like, teenagers, you're like, you know what? I could shoot some weddings.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, my son wrestles. I'm not missing any of his wrestling tournaments. Hell no. So, yeah. Anyways, very cool. Okay, so what advice would you have for someone? I know you said that the relationship factor is really huge when it comes to getting into commercial and that sort of thing, but, you know, like building a new, you have to have a new portfolio and a new website and all the things. So what would be maybe just two pieces of advice you could give to someone? And I'd love to, we'll have to do a full episode and interview in here, like even more, but if you could just give two pieces of advice.
Okay. Outsource. I am not a marketing professional. I'm not great at it. I'm not good at branding my personal brand. I know what my strengths are, but I know that I need to cover for those weaknesses. So I'm currently undergoing a rebrand, and I'm partnering with a professional who is a branding professional.
He
creates logo work. He creates websites.
Love it.
And we're actually partnering. So I've done some spec work for him to cover some client needs of his, and we're going to do some creative work together in the future. But now I have him partnered up with me to revamp my website, my entire brand. So everything's going to be completely commercial focused and more in the corporate space. I'm completely dissolving all my wedding imagery, so all of that's coming off my website, and I have to rethink my social media strategy, or if it's even valuable to my customers that I'm showing photography on social media, because a lot of my clients, like one of my clients, everything's under NDA. I can't even show the work unless it's public release.
Yeah, yeah.
So I work for one of my clients is a missile manufacturer.
Oh, yeah. So there's some NDA.
You know, Brady from Blacksmith Albums, he said, wow, you're really getting into the dark arts here. You're photographing ore and mineral and missiles, and what's next, private prisons? I'm like, hey, if it pays well, maybe.
Right? Yeah.
No, I would
Very
never.
Very cool. That's for. Exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. I am embracing this change in my life, and I love being a father, and I just love the work that I'm doing now. It's like problem solving with photography. That's everything I'm doing now is based around systems and asset management and working and collaborating with teams as an external vendor. So you really have to be on your A game. And I think that's why weddings play into the commercial skill set, because I'm using the same communication tools and the same way that I problem solve with other vendors. I'm doing that now as an external vendor in a commercial space. So I think the skills translate very well.
Justin, you just totally nailed it. And I know I sound like a broken record for anyone who listens to the podcast. I say this a lot. The skills that you acquire when you're building your photography business, and when you've been in the game and in the business for so long, and all of the things you learn, if you ever decide you want to pivot in any way, shape, or form, whether it's genre or becoming an educator or starting any other type of business, you already have these skills. So it makes it so much easier to pivot. You're not starting from scratch anymore.
Absolutely. I think wedding photography, more than any other genre of photography, prepares you to be a different photographer. You can specialize anywhere you want because you're creating diamonds out of coal under duress in high pressure situations. The most high pressure corporate job or commercial shoot that I do, it requires a lot of like forethought and planning and a lot of like renting gear and getting the right team in place to help you on the day of. But there's none of the pressure that I feel when I shoot a wedding versus like a very intense mother-in-law who's coming to tell you what to do.
Right.
I'll take that
right.
mother-in-law, or the mother of the bride, over like a CEO who doesn't want their picture taken. I'll take that.
That's so funny. Jason Vincent really thrives under the pressure of like the light and everything. He was on the podcast, and he was just, I was like, I am the opposite. I want my studio where everything is going to go how I want it to and like be predictable. And
Jason is the king of creating when there's nothing there.
Yes.
He doesn't need like any sense
so
of
true.
Space or environment. He could just give him a blank wall, two people and a light, and he'll
yeah.
create something like a painter. I think of him as an artist. I don't think
100%.
Of myself as an artist, but he can create something from nothing, whereas I'm just more of like a toolkit. Like I'm using things in a toolkit and I'm placing things together to solve
that
a
makes
problem.
So much sense.
I'm a problem solver, but he's a artist.
Right. And he did that on the Portrait Master stage. I don't know if anyone was at the
that,
Portrait
yeah.
Masters. It was amazing. Anyway, thanks, Justin. We will have you back.
Can I plug myself for anything? Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
I was going to ask you that. Where can we find you online? Tell us about all the things.
Okay. My social media, you can find me on Instagram. I'm Photo Warlock, just like it sounds. And you can check out our podcast, High ISO Podcast. We're on anchor.fm. We're on Spotify and Apple iTunes and Apple Podcasts. So check us out, High ISO Podcast. We've got about 40 episodes, and we cover all kinds of photography topics. Rob Hall, the Godox guy, if you don't know who Rob is.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'll be in
Nikki.
Touch.
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Janine from
Janine.
Stella Pro Lights.
So nice to meet you, Janine.
Very nice to
Stella
meet you.
Stella Pro Lights. What's your last name?
I'm in the middle of changing my last name.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. We'll call you Janine.
We'll just call me Janine for now. It's good enough.
Okay. What is this? You brought something.
Okay. So this is our newest flagship light. This is the Reflex. And this light is actually the first continuous strobe hybrid light. It is a light that can be a constant light or a light that can be triggered to be a digital burst like a flash. And we have a really great show special going on right now at our booth over behind Spider Holster. 40% off, and this light comes with the battery, which is a swappable battery. You can actually get extra batteries for this light, swap them out. 4 optics that will allow you to control the beam angle of the light from spot to flood, and the stand mount for normally would be like a $1,400 investment is now $766.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Put less than half off. I shot weddings for over 15 years, and I wish I had this light.
Yeah, no
kidding. It weighs 1.7 pounds.
Let me see. I literally buy the lightest lenses. I don't care the brand. Like, whatever lens is the lightest, that's what I get. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So,
and it'll save your shoulders and your elbows.
This is going to be on YouTube, and it's going to go out on the Portrait System podcast. So for people who aren't here at the show, do they have the option of getting the special?
Yes. If you couldn't make it to the show, the lights are on sale actually for 30% off on our website, and that is through April 14th. So that'll cover this show and also Shutterfest.
Awesome. Okay, so 15 years, you are a wedding photographer, and you are no longer.
Nope, I retired from weddings. I was in a different market. I was on the East Coast in the D.C. Baltimore area.
Okay, where do you live now?
I live in Monterey.
Oh.
Which is Central Coast of California. It's a big change. So.
Yeah. What made you decide to stop with weddings and start with Stella?
I had moved to San Diego, and I lived there for a few years, and it was just a very oversaturated wedding market, and I decided to go a different direction.
Awesome. And how did you learn about Stella? Like, what made you attracted to that company?
I planned to move to the Monterey area, and I was looking for work, and this company was hiring. The company's actually called Light and Motion, but the camera brand of lights is called Stella Pro. They actually started building lights for scuba divers in the 1980s on Cannery Row.
Okay.
And then graduated topside for bicycle lights for bicyclists to be seen and see. And then about 8 years ago, they got into the camera light industry, all in the form factor of rugged and weatherproof lights and high portability.
That explains why at our pool party at the Portrait Masters every year, there's usually a Stella Pro light in the pool somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fabulous lights, and they're not the brightest lights in the world, but for the size that they are and the portability and the ruggedness, it's all that you need. And they're easy to power on and off and control the light. It's not a beast like some
of the flashes. What would this replace as a wedding photographer?
It would just be a lighter weight version of an off-camera flash.
Okay.
That'd be just super easy for you to pop out of your bag, and just you can even handhold it and shoot. We actually have compatibility with spider holsters, so you can actually,
ooh,
this is a spider
pin. Ooh, we love us some spider holsters.
So you can actually have this on a backpacker kit, or you could have it in a holster on your hip, and just
fantastic.
Put it up, start shooting. You know how short wedding days are, so this helps you work faster and smarter.
Right, I love that. Awesome. Well, thanks, Janine. Where can we find Stella Pro Lights, Lights in Motion online?
So you can actually go to StellaProLights.com, and you'll see our camera catalog there.
Fantastic. And same on Instagram? I follow you, so I know that.
At StellaProLights on Instagram. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Janine.
Yeah.
Have
Thank
fun.
You. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you as well. All right. That concludes our WPPI special edition of the Portrait System, and we will be back next week with our regular episode. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com, where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-Day Startup Challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.